Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Yo, what up? Sorry, late start. Technical difficulties. What up, everybody? My apologies, Brother B, Mika. Hey, what happened to Nicole?
I don't know either.
Nicole, please call back. All right. Once again, my apologies, Brother B. Welcome to another episode of The Menu. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What's good? Yeah, man, I'm toast. I'm done. I'm very tired right now, my bad.
Well, you're always tired because you're a weirdo.
Well, I'm always tired because I can't afford to sit still.
You're only tired because we scared the crap out of you, so now you're freaking out.
Nah, I am. I worked last night.
I'm a parent. I understand. And you got the overnight shift and you got your baby girl on the day. I get that. Just take a night shift.
Man.
Who is that?
Yeah, like, you know, the next time, I'm not going to get any sleep until about.
Mm-hmm. Wait, Brother B, hold on.
Probably 7 o'clock tomorrow.
Hi.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Jack? What's going on, brother?
You sound different.
You say who sound different?
On the phone.
Oh, really? But you heard my voice before?
Yeah.
This is my raspy voice. This is my Method Man voice right now.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah, I know it is, isn't it? Nicole.
What's up?
What up? Oh, Nicole's here. Okay, the gang's all here.
Yes.
What's good?
Finally.
No, what is this? You on vacation? Who approved you going on vacation?
I always take vacation around my birthday.
Yeah, that's right. You turned 21 again.
What happened?
You turned 21, right?
That's right. Tomorrow.
$21.99
plus tax.
I feel sorry for the liquor store.
Oh, the liquor store is in my room.
Did you find the Renique?
Not the rose one, but the purple one could get you in trouble.
No, girl, bye. That rose going to get you in more trouble because that one, you don't realize you keep it until about the fifth bottle.
Listen, that purple one had me, like, playing. I'm glad I wasn't outside. I would have been arrested.
I done told you, we ain't got no bail money.
Oh,
I know.
Gosh.
I would have been
arrested. We discussed this earlier. We ain't got no bail money for you acting up in the street with these men.
I know. Oh, my God. I'm glad I was in my room. Listen, all I know is I think I woke up 5 hours later, drooling.
Drooling. Drooling.
Yes, that drink had me. Well, it took me out.
See, Brother B, we got to get
good.
You one. All right, so here's what we do. When we go to the Museum of Sex, we got to get him a couple of shots of the Vanique and then take him inside and watch him act up.
Oh my goodness!
Unique. I don't do the sweet drinks.
That's not sweet. No, that's not that pack a punch, and it gave me the 1-2. I thought it was
okay.
pretty cute. I was like, it's so pretty looking and purple and shimmery. So this is a joke. I drug that stuff and it felt like I was tasting rocket fuel. I was like, what the heck?
I don't know. Y'all. See, that's that sneak up on you. That you know what that's like? That's like getting a good tray bag back in the day. You took the tray, it ain't gonna do nothing. Then you take that first sip of my joint, you like, whoa, down here, hold up.
Can't believe what I'm hearing right now. So I guess this is what it's all about. What's on your mind Wednesday? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. So
what's on
your
mind? Here's what's on my mind.
Yeah, what's on your
mind? Today is the 30th anniversary of the first G.I. Joe episode.
Wait, what?
That's on your mind.
That is all. Listen, I'm a dork. I'm a giant geek. No one could be surprised at the fact that I was celebrating the 30th anniversary of the very first G.I. Joe episode that ever premiered on WPIX Channel 11. Not the CW, WPIX Channel 11.
Are you on the water?
Because I'm on speakerphone, damn it.
Wow.
So, okay, 30 years. So 30 years since the first episode of G.I. Joe. That's
yes,
on your mind.
Yes, because that just reminded me of one thing. These kids have no idea what good TV is about. Like, I literally had to go into my secret stash and pull out some mess right now. Like, listen, as the mother who's a geek, who's raising children to be geeks, this is about as substantial as we get. Because we don't do drama in the house unless it's the little guy trying to beat up the big guy. And me and the boyfriend can get making bets on who's going to break a leg.
Wow.
Okay. Now that we established that, Brother B, what's on your mind?
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure you're angry.
What's on your mind?
Wait. First of all, why does everybody always got to peg me as being angry or hostile?
Angry.
Why?
If I didn't know you,
see,
I
would
think you just mean.
But
wow,
see,
but
the whole thing is this. It's not that I'm mean or hostile. It's just that you're not going to piss on my head and tell me it's rain. So a lot of people don't like how I come across because some of them are just coming across with BS in the first. So before you even start, I'm a nip it in the bud. And that's what a lot of people usually have a problem with me about. Like, I'm not going to adhere or entertain your BS. See, some people want their BS entertained. Huh?
So basically,
you're like...
A lot of people
want their BS
entertained.
I'm like, what?
Have you ever heard of Jeff Dunham?
Yeah.
Okay. You know his favorite one, Walter?
No. I've heard him, but I haven't really familiarized myself too much with
okay.
stuff.
Okay. Well, let me give you a brief synopsis of Jeff Dunham. Jeff Dunham is a comedian who uses focus on his act. And welcome
to the show. You sound muffled. You sound like somebody got a ski mask on you.
Better? Better?
Yeah, it's a little better. Yeah.
Okay. Well, listen, it's about as good as you're going to get. Anyway, Jeff Dunham is this comedian who uses puppets in his ass. And one of the puppets is named Walter. Walter is this cranky old dude who is just rude and disrespectful all day. And he's rude and disrespectful because he don't care about nothing other than what he got to say. And, like, there was a skit where he was like, well, Walter, if you were greeted at Walmart, what would you say? He turns and says, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get the fuck out. That's Brother B. If he were... That's who Brother B would be.
No, that's not me. That's not me. No, that's not me.
And he always
wants
to talk about serious stuff and fight the power and, you know,
yeah, well,
like
because,
power.
Listen,
you
know what,
power
I personally...
Well, different because it's not like he's just fighting for, you know, those of us of the darker persuasion. He's just, personally, I think Brother Beast is fighting for humans in general. What few there are left
in
this world.
Yeah, but listen, like you saw the post that I put up on Facebook the other day about if people fought hard for their goals and passions and certain other things in humanity as much as they fight, as hard as they fight for a seat on the train
right.
or the bus, like
and
the world would be a better place.
You ain't lying.
Yo, I've seen some people just cut off old people, cut off kids, just to turn around and be like, oh, I got
to
get that seat.
Like, you know, people cut me off when I was pregnant.
Yeah, you see what I mean? And you know, that's another thing. How many pregnant women do I see on the train and nobody wants to give up their seat?
And then they get,
yo,
I've done that. I've done that too, Brother B. I give up my seat. And she's like, oh, thank you. I literally had one lady say, thank you. You brought the only man on this train that was going to give up a seat. But I had to suffer.
But one day I got up and then somebody else tried to take the seat. I said, yo, what you doing?
Exactly.
So you're serious? You're trying to sit down. Yeah, you see, and that's what I'm saying. So, you know, I work around too many humans, I think. And if you observe them, like if you observe humans, like a lot of them really do some dumb ass stuff.
Wait a second.
That don't make any
sense. I have to correct you. You don't work around humans. You work around animals. There's a difference.
Well, the difference is. The difference is the thumb. That's the thing. That's what separates us from the so-called four-legged friends or whatever is the usage of the thumb. So we're humans, but then there are some humans that act like animals. I must admit, yeah, this is true. But I don't have a problem with people. I think people just have a problem with me because I'm not going to take their shit.
Well,
that's
I don't
what
have
it
a
is.
Problem with you.
So join the club. Take a ticket.
Yeah, but see, my problems are completely petty. I just want you to understand that. My problems are not real problems. They're just things that I like to say to bust your chops.
Oh, nah, that's cool. See, I can roll with that. Like, once
because
again, I don't mean, I'm
right.
not trying to go back to, I'm not trying to go back to workplace violence, but there was this dude on my job, he's an ass. And 98% of the people there don't like him. And he felt the need to harass me for a few years on the job to the point where I had to invite him a few times across the street, but I knew he was a sucker because every time I invited him across the street, he didn't want to go. So, and him and his cronies, I invited a few people across the street. Like, listen, I'm not a tough dude, and I'm not going to tell you that I'm tough, but if I got to pick up a rock, a big pen, or a piece of meat to aid me in my quest to bust your shit, I will. Whatever
well,
it takes.
Defense,
but like I said,
you are rather, listen, let's be honest, your stature makes you quite an intimidating individual.
Yes.
Well,
I agree.
Except for
me and Nicole. Because we will kick
well,
you
yeah,
in your kneecap.
Because, I'm very, like, I love people, but then again,
really?
People don't love me. I love
you
people,
love
they don't
people?
Love me. Yeah, I try to.
Oh, Nicole, he
I try
does.
To be a nice
he
guy.
Does.
I try to be a nice guy.
Listen,
a daughter. I gotta spread positivity a little bit. But then again, all right, prime example. One day my sister told me, oh, you need to relax. You need to know when to pick your battles. You need to know when to fight. Okay. But I remember some years ago, you know, some little ex-boyfriend that she had got on her nerves, and she was like, oh, I need you to check him. So you know what I find interesting? When nobody wants the Hulk, they don't bother with him. But then it gets to a point when they want him to turn green. And when
well,
they want him
to
turn go to green.
Yeah, it's a wrap.
What's up?
It's a wrap. But here's my question. Did she tell you that prior to you having your daughter or after you had your daughter?
Well, no, this well, she told me this, like, after I told my daughter I need to, like, chill. Because she told me the same thing that you just said and the same thing that, like, I'm, you know, I come off a certain way. So how am I supposed to come off? You guys supposed to come off as a flower child? Like, yo, there's people
no.
out here killing and snatching purses and doing all those types of weird stuff, and I'm supposed to come off, like, you know, like some type of cupcake? No.
I'm sorry.
No.
I, 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 Nicole, I'm glad you did, because I was just thinking about laughing.
She's with a cupcake.
Yeah, and my dad, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I'm 6'2", 260 pounds. I'm a dark-skinned dude, boy. Like, yo, listen, I don't know what type of bill I fit. Maybe, you know, there's some cops out there would love to shoot me. Maybe there's some out there that want to embrace me. I don't know. I don't really care. I don't have time for your BS. You want to talk? You want to keep it moving in life? Hey, listen, I'm down for the discussion as long as it's positive. But when you want to start acting stupid, I can't rock with you. I just really can't. And like I said, you're not going to pee on my head and tell me it's rain. You're not going to do it. And 9 times out of 10, people always get mad when you don't feed into their BS.
This is true.
Mm-hmm.
This is,
you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. And I can't deny that, you know. But the sad part is that's just on a daily basis. You understand what I'm saying? That's it's so bad that if you go to the corner store, you kind of get that vibe. You understand? Like we've gotten so far off the track that it's like almost everywhere you go, you kind of get that vibe from people. And how sad is that?
Very.
It's
That's
sad.
Really sad, you know. But brother B, in all honesty, I ain't mad at you. I understand where you come from. And yes, I like to tease you because damn it, I have earned the right after all of these years. But
oh yeah, no doubt.
With that said,
yeah, you
know, personally,
you
I don't think you're angry. I think you've gotten to that point that many of us have, which is, screw you guys, I'm gone. You know, you kind of take the fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out approach.
Exactly.
And that's how it has to be. That's
really
how
I just
want to
get a T-shirt. I want to get a T-shirt with an F on the front and a U on the back.
You know what? We can do that.
You know what?
Teespring.com.
Exactly.
Because my thing is, why does your opinion, why should your opinion matter to me? I don't live your life.
Because I'm self-absorbed and I'm a narcissist.
Oh, well, then, I mean, I can't help you with that. That's you.
But I'm a narcissist.
But that's my thing.
I hear you.
Listen, with that, and maybe some electrical stuff, you can build yourself a ship and move to another planet. Because I ain't got time for
that. That movie Martian had the best idea. Ship all y'all mother effers off.
Yep.
Exactly. That's why my circle's so small. It's sad.
How
was
it gets, as you get older,
people.
It gets smaller.
Yeah.
As you get older, it gets smaller.
That's a good thing. Because you know what? That's less drama in your life. And you know what?
No, really.
You don't need that much drama as you get older. You don't. I have chicks at my job that are vying to be part of a clique. Meanwhile, I'm looking at them like, y'all broads is real desperate, huh? Y'all can't rock without somebody? That's to be y'all.
And we have a caller, 5831.
Oh.
You're on the air with the menu.
Hi, this is Miss Jones. Nivea
oh,
Jones.
How are you doing?
Hi.
What's on your mind this Wednesday?
Wait, hold on. First of all, you're feeling better. Congratulations. I
yeah,
hope
you hear my voice, right?
Worked. Yeah, so I know you're about to sound off on something. You're about to sound off. Oh, you know what you missed. Where were you Sunday? Now I didn't want to know.
Wait.
Exactly. You'd miss Christmas if it wasn't
you ain't
have no kids.
There were
so Ms. Jones
is drunk.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
That's what I drank. There were food, not no hot toddy.
Hot
toddy. Oh, man, I'm sorry.
Awesome.
That's after the
third
floor.
They are the miracle drug. That's just me.
Oh,
never mind.
So what's on your mind, Miss Jones?
Well, I just reached in to hear what you guys are talking about, but there's a lot of things on my mind. Oh my gosh, where do I start?
So shoot.
Lately, there's been a debate on paying for dates, and guys seem to be getting frustrated with paying for dates and going Dutch, and it's just like a whole torrid conversation about who pays and who shouldn't pay, and why should they
Uh-oh.
Pay? And yeah.
Uh-oh. You're talking about chumps.
And
pretty much
exactly.
About chumps.
Because a real man has no problem
because,
paying.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
I mean,
so
isn't that, well, that's how I was brought up.
Exactly.
Well, again,
these guys today are not men. They're just males.
Yeah, it's like a
but you know what my problem
Netflix, the whole Netflix and chill type of thing that's going on, so they don't
yes.
feel like they have to.
Oh, because,
yeah.
oh, you know why? Because they want to cut to the chase. They just
yeah.
want you to come over, watch some Netflix. You know what I'm saying? It's easier to just come over, order some Chinese food or some Domino's, watch some Netflix, and then get down to business instead
well,
of actually going
go
out there
on that.
Making some conversation and, you know, actually being out somewhere. Like, if you notice, there's a lot of dudes out there that just really don't leave the comfort of their home or their surroundings.
Yeah, but
so
they're
they
also 40-year-old virgins. I'm just saying.
Wait, say
yeah. This is true. But, yeah, I can't. That whole Dutch
these guys
thing.
Today are cheap.
Bruh,
exactly.
They're living in their parents' basement. There's just no way around that.
Exactly.
But you know what? But you know what? What I find ironic is 20 years ago when we were willing to do that,
mm-hmm.
it was a big uproar. And now all of a sudden they
yeah,
fall
you
into
had men.
That.
Because you had more
well, this is
men.
True.
Yeah,
that,
exactly.
And it was
this
like
very true.
It, they don't like back then. Like me beating my chest is dropping. Money on you. Like, nah, baby, you ain't got to pick up nothing. I got this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got this. And, but then you had this, like, influx of, you know, I hate to say it, but some women are being a little bit too independent. Oh, I can do this
listen,
on my
we
own.
Have no
oh, I can
choice.
Do that. Oh, I can do that.
And you know
you
what?
Have,
that that
yo,
was
listen.
A part of the post, too. That was a part of the whole feminism has changed women. And I really don't like when people grasp at straws and say, feminism has made women more independent. No. Being independent and being a feminist and you just not wanting to have any involvement with men is just like a, they're all different, you know, things. So
thank
it's
you.
Like, I don't like when people like bunch them all together. But I'm sorry.
Is that
what you're saying?
Okay, now, boom, I got one for you.
Mm-hmm.
I had a conversation with a friend of mine. Yeah, oh, yeah. I had a conversation with a female friend of mine. Very good friend, consider her sister. We were talking, and she says to me, well, you know, I don't need no man to do anything for me. I do what I need to do. And I said, hold on. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you say that to your boyfriend or your boyfriend or my husband? I said, see, and if that was me, I'd leave you alone. Because
mm-hmm.
you're not going to say that to me. You're not going to insult me and say, oh, I can do this by myself. I can do this. I don't need your help. See, a relationship, it's not about whether you need my help or I need your help. It's supposed to be 50-50.
Exactly.
But if you want to sit there with the independent attitude, then there's nothing I can really do to help you out.
Well, I got to interject on this one. This
mm-hmm.
is where I have to interject.
Okay.
Because my thing is this. It's never been, for me personally, it's never been a case of needing a man. It's been a case of
uh-huh.
whether or not
wanting
I want
one.
You part of my uh-huh. life. Because
exactly.
you have to, and listen, this goes beyond, listen, this goes beyond me being a divorced woman. This goes beyond
mm-hmm.
that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This just goes from what I seen growing up and how I was raised. And it was simply this.
Uh-huh.
You don't need a man in your life. You don't. Because you
mm-hmm.
can do for yourself. But when you want a man in your life, he has to be willing to also want to be part of that life.
Exactly.
And you guys build from there. It's
mm-hmm.
not a question of me being so independent, blah, blah, blah. It's more of a question of do I really want to share my life with you? And do you feel that you want to share your life with me? It goes beyond the independence.
Yes.
For me personally,
that.
it's mm-hmm. a question of do we want to share this? You know?
And that's
can I do,
like, mm-hmm.
can I do without a man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But do I want to? Not particularly, honey, because I like getting bent every which way until Sunday. It's a personal
exactly.
preference.
Oh, okay,
exactly.
Nasty.
That's the thing.
Exactly.
It's, no, but it's true. It's a matter of being self-sufficient versus being independent. And when you're in a relationship,
exactly.
it's like you depend on one another regardless. Like, I don't want to be in a relationship with someone and still feel alone and, like,
exactly.
I have to do everything. Like, that doesn't make
exactly.
any sense. You know, and I definitely don't
yeah, but,
want a man to be around me and not feel like a man, because I need my man to feel and
exactly.
be a man, you know, so it's like, hello.
And this is the thing, once
but
you
now,
get into that relationship, you have to put aside that me, me, me mentality
mm-hmm.
and switch it to us, us, us. And I think the problem is that a lot of people don't know how to flip that switch.
It's lack of communication.
It's more than that. I think you know it's also on their preconceived. It's also a lot of their past experiences play a big role if they
mm-hmm.
allow it to. You know, and
well,
you have to remember when you get into something new, you have to remember this is not what you did before. This is something
right.
new. So you have to start it with a fresh slate, because if
mm-hmm.
you go in there with the same mentality of what this dude did to you, you're already doomed. You're automatically
okay, now
doomed.
Check
guys
this.
Are
mm-hmm.
more, guys are worse, though.
But wait a
once
minute.
Once they've been hurt,
one thing
I'm broken and wounded.
Well, this
but
is
no,
why
but
a
now
smart,
check this out.
This is why a smart man or woman will wait until they are healed mentally and spiritually before they jump into something.
Mm-hmm. All right, listen,
smart,
first of all,
smart
y'all.
Word, smart man, smart
please.
Woman.
But yeah, but
smart
that,
man,
this,
smart
see,
woman.
This is the problem with all this
mm-hmm.
applesauce shit. This is the problem. I don't know who started this whole, and I'm straight up, I don't know who started this whole metrosexual thing, but there
oh,
is
God,
no
please.
In-between man. No, I'm no, listen, there's no in-between.
Mm.
Either you're a man or you're not. Like, don't
I
try
agree.
To water down
well,
what
well,
a
well,
man
well,
is.
Metrosexual comes from in terms of style, like just a style of dress. That's where the term metrosexual comes from. It's like a more
yeah, but I think
style.
There's more
you know,
to it.
You know, like how men dress like construction-y and stuff, or it was like more.
Ooh,
then they
power.
Started becoming more slicker
oh,
with the more.
Yeah, wearing pink.
Yeah.
Which I do not think
but
of
why?
Mm-hmm.
But wait, but
yeah,
why do you have to call it metrosexual? Why can't you? Why
because,
do you, why
no,
do you
no,
have
because,
to put another label on it?
Because they live in a metropolitan area.
Exactly. It was more like from a city standpoint.
It's like
that's
in New York or Boston.
Exactly. Yeah. Mhm. That's all
I
know.
All right, listen. You can't water down what a man is, and I think that's the problem. The definition of men has become diluted because you have women
mm-hmm.
out there trying to be men, taking the role of a man, and you know, trying to take charge as a man and not letting men, real men, be that man to them in their relationships.
Well, maybe if we find a real man, then we'll let them be one. Exactly.
Well, how about
see,
if a woman is put in that position where she has no choice?
Exactly.
Exactly.
When you're abandoned, and like, if, for instance, if I call a plumber over to fix my sink and the nigga break out, and I don't have any more plumber, trust me, I'm going to sit there and try to fix my sink myself.
That's right.
Exactly.
That's
exactly.
Right.
And I got that. But listen,
mm-hmm.
I see it like this. There's you
there's
know what
no
on
but.
Both ends. There is a but. I mean, but listen, check this out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna
mm-hmm.
defend.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not gonna defend dudes out there, because I mean
mm-hmm.
I don't really care. Once again, F on the front, you on the back, because I know who I am, so I don't care who you are.
Yeah, but
I just
they don't
know
make
I'm
them
about
like
doing what I'm about doing.
Anymore.
Yeah, well, listen, and that, you know what? That's why a lot of people look at me like I'm hostile
mm-hmm.
or I'm mad or something, because, yo, I'm a man, I'm secure in who I am, and I'm going to take care of mine. If we peoples,
mm-hmm.
I got your back. We bleed together, we ride together. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? It's like there's no need for me to, like, if me and you are in a relationship,
mm-hmm.
listen, don't sit there and ask me certain things. Listen, you be you. I'm going to be me. I ain't putting no confined and no strings or no chains on you, because you still have to be your own individual person. But then you got these chumps out here. Oh, they feel threatened when they woman. Oh, who's that? Who's that calling? Oh, why is he calling you?
And
who's that you said hi to?
I went through that sucker.
That's a sucker, though.
I went through that.
That's a sucker, though.
I went
through
that. Didn't want me to hang out with my friends. None of that.
Because,
girl,
you know what? And you know what? Because some of you women, and I'm not going to lie, I'm going to come up front street, some of you women be wanting that emotional dude. Y'all want some emotions. You want emotions? Watch a movie. You can't be getting emotion, expect the dude to be all emotional with you.
No, no, no. There's a difference. No. Okay. There's a difference.
Listen, I'm not sitting down. All right. Moody is one thing, but some of y'all be wanting like, I need you to show me some emotion. Listen, you can't ask for a man and a whole bunch of emotions at one time. You can't do that.
I need a specific example because, for instance, if I'm crying and or something, I don't want you to start crying with me, depending on the situation. But at the same time, it's like don't be cold and vapid and heartless
nonchalant. I hate a nonchalant man.
I need you to be empathetic at some point in time with something. Like if the baby falls on the floor, don't just stand there like duh. Like, you know, I mean, I need a specific example. Like, I don't need my man to, like, if I'm watching The Notebook and he crying with me, I'll be like,
oh, no, we can't have that.
Okay. But that's the thing. And you got to understand, a lot of us aren't looking for, you know, some dude that's going to sit there and want to see the Titanic more than once. Okay? We're not looking for that. Because I'm going to blow it up and I don't care. I don't say her name, I mean his name. But my ex was such a woman. Did she see the Titanic like 1,001 times.
Wow.
She had the nerve to tell me that when they built the Titanic 2, that if I wasn't on the ship with him, him. That I could kiss the relationship goodbye. My exact words were, don't worry about it because I will have C4 at the bottom ready to blow it up with you on it because you're a bitch.
God, wow.
Now you hear this?
But this is my problem.
This is your problem.
You guys know me. You know I am not a girly girl by any stretch of the imagination.
You're the type of woman that I would go to the bodega, get a hero for, come home, give you a beer, smack you on the button, that, you know, everybody's happy. That's what it is.
But this is what I'm saying. Okay, so you know me. But that's who I am.
But then you got other chicks that'll you bring a sandwich home and a beer like, oh, I only drink wine. Yeah, we drink wine other times. Have a beer. Oh, this is
for
too
real?
Much meat in my sandwich. Like, I don't want to hear that.
There's no such thing as too much meat.
I've heard people say that. I've heard dudes say that, oh, it's too much meat in the sandwich. Like, are you serious?
Well, he's gay.
Are you serious?
I've heard people say it.
He's super.
A bodega hero is supposed to be a lot of meat in there. Like, oh, it's too much meat in the sandwich.
Okay, seriously, him and Big Gay Al need to go off in the freaking South Park and call it a day.
I've heard it before, and that's my thing. Like, even when I look on Facebook and I see these dudes twerking and doing all these things, listen, I don't have a problem with people being who they are. Yeah, I have no problem with that. But you know what? Why does it seem like there's a whole lot more gay than men than straight men? Like, being overpowered.
All the gay guys have finally come out of the closet. Think about it for a minute.
They're falling out.
No. You know what it is? What do men need to do to show that they're men? Like, do they need to start chopping trees and post them up as videos?
I'll chop a tree quick.
Here's what you need to do for me. If you're you need to put together a small box Chevy engine. That's what you need, and have it run in the low sevens. That's what you need to do.
Wait a minute.
I just want to say, gay men chop trees too, you know. But I just do that.
Yeah, but we don't want the trees that they chopping. They chopping. I'm just saying. I need you to build a small block Chevy and put it in a freaking Camaro and freaking in a Ford. Not even put it in a Ford freaking Roadster or something and just freaking go. But I need you to do something manly. I need build me a shelf.
Oh,
out of
shit.
Just straight pine.
No, put together some IKEA furniture.
No, I can do that.
Jesus. I hate IKEA furniture.
She called me like, I'll come help you out.
Oh my gosh.
But that's the problem. The lines have been blurred. Listen, I love speed. I'm not now. You're a passenger in the car. Depending on your take on how I feel about speed, we can speed together. But I usually do it by myself.
I like muscle cars.
I like doing. You know what I'm saying? But to me, that's what I grew up on. To me, that's like going under the hood. That's getting greasy and dirty. Like, that's what my father showed me. Like, you know,
getting a little warm in here.
But that's what me and my father's from Trinidad. My father's from Trinidad. So he was very, like, manly man. Like, he'd come home with a fifth in his back pocket. That was just what I saw.
Men, now, I'm going to say this, and y'all ladies can take this how y'all want, but this is true. Men from the islands, because they don't do that bossy boy.
Some of them, listen,
they coming out now. For how many years and years and years? Any other time you got a bossy boy down there, they quit to lunch him. My thing is this, down there, they're still doing it. Down there, being gay is a death sentence. And granted, the guys down there, the manly men, are chauvinistic dumbasses, no doubt.
There's no balance. That's the thing.
There is no balance. And I can tell you that right now because I talked to my father and my brother, and oh my God, I want to pimp slap the both of them on a regular.
Well, you already know. My family's Jamaican, so you know how that is.
But this is what it is, you know?
Yep.
This is what you deal with. So you look at the guys from back home, and you look at the American guys here, and you're like, well, damn, what the hell? What the happened?
So what's on my mind relating to this topic, right? What do you think, if anything, women need to do for dudes to start manning up more?
This I'm gonna
ask you. That's the question, huh?
Are you asking as a regular female or as a mother? Because that's
both,
where the line is.
Both perspectives, I think.
Yeah.
As a mother.
I got it from both.
As a mother, the only thing I can do is just teach my boys the best I can and pray. And, you know, I'm lucky with one of them because my oldest, his dad is actually a man. He's not a bitch, like my ex-husband. So, in that respect, stop laughing at me, brother.
Your baby daddy is my brother. You know what I'm saying?
Wait. Number one, he's not my baby daddy. He is my son's father.
Okay, your son's father is my brother.
My son's father.
Yeah, okay. I'm sorry. Okay.
Because we don't know.
Anyway.
He's a man, okay? y'all laughing. Don't laugh. So in that respect, I'm not too worried about him because he has that positive role model. He does. Make no mistake.
Mm.
My youngest, thankfully enough, he looks up to his older brother. So whatever he sees my oldest doing, he'll try to emulate. And all I can do is reinforce the positive. Like, you know, pull a tear out for a young lady, you know. If she's ready to let her face on the first date, don't do that. I gotta stop you.
Because you know what I'm getting sick of? You know what I'm getting sick of? How some of you women, and I'm going to throw it out there, some of you women allow these dudes, because listen, when I was dating years ago, we went from door to door. Even if the train stopped running or it was running on every hour, listen, I was taking you home to your door. Why is it that nowadays women are sitting back allowing dudes to just ride them to the train stop and then they get off? Okay, I see you tomorrow, baby. You do all this smooching. Yo, that's
weak. You know why? You know why? Because women have always had this thing about being difficult or being assertive they always want to smooth things out and play the goody-good role. And, you know, that's why I personally think a lot of women are conniving and underhanded. Because They have to do shit undercover, because if they do it out in the open, they don't have that good girl, good mommy, good whatever role. And that's why I don't really rock with a lot of chicks, because it's like, be you. If you want to be a fucked up bitch to do grimy shit, do it. Like, one thing that trips me out about chicks, like, when I see chicks to steal, like, that really freaks me out. When I hear dudes telling me that they brought a shorty over and she went through his wallet or whatever, it's a,
that
really
so
freaks
disrespectful.
Me out. Because
that
it's like,
pisses me off.
Because,
that
I mean,
so rude and disrespectful.
It's just like you really don't think that women or girls have it in them to do that grimy shit. But
women are better
that.
At it than guys
exactly.
are. I'm sorry.
And that's the thing. For me, it's like, it's not even like being better. It's just like, to me, when a woman does certain things, that it just seems more disgusting. So it's like, and I know chicks that go hard and they grimy and stuff, but when it comes to, you know, being assertive and aggressive and letting a dude pump their gas, they sitting there like, no, it's okay. You know, no, pump my gas. The same way I went through your wallet and took your money, you going to pump my gas too.
I've seen dudes sitting in the car while a chick pumping the gas, and I'm like, oh, this
exactly.
looks backwards.
Yeah,
looks backwards.
Yeah,
exactly.
But why are you allowing it? Why? You can't allow that stuff. You
but
can't.
And I hate to say this, but this is where, you know, it really comes into play with how the person was raised. Honestly. As far as I'm concerned,
don't get it twisted.
I'm not saying shit don't happen that shapes you as an individual. I'm not saying that. Because everybody has been through shit. Everybody.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? But if you have a strong enough foundation, I personally believe mentally you can pretty much maneuver it. Maneuver your life where you're not
mm-hmm.
that person. You understand what I'm saying? But again, that's me. I know who raised me. And, again, I live a state away, and I'm still scared
mm-hmm.
of her. You understand
mm-hmm.
what I'm saying? She instilled it in me. So, you know, and again, Lord knows I done been through my fair share. And,
mm-hmm.
honey, Lord have mercy. I don't even know how I made it this far.
Well,
mm-hmm.
you listen, you have a lot of people, parents instill things in them, and they don't listen. They do what they
exactly.
want to do.
How
do
you not?
And they
how
get
do you
and
not?
Because
how do you not?
Because you're naive. But it's a lot of these women.
I'm not naive.
A lot of these women get manipulated by the dick, okay? Stop. It happens all the time.
It's not about.
Sometimes you have women telling them, okay, my mother, because I know my mother always told me, if you go out with a man, always have money.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, there's a lot of things. But you have these females, and they can't tell them that. But it's like everything goes out the window with some females. They get with this guy, and then all of a sudden, all knowledge of what their parents told is gone. And they, you know.
How do you.
True.
But this is my problem. How do you let
mm-hmm.
that go? How do you let
because,
that go?
Because that's
this
the individual.
Is your foundation.
This is the individual. Everybody has their own way of thinking.
Everybody
you know what?
Your
you know
foundation.
What it is?
Everybody does, but
because
this
you
is
know
your
what?
Foundation. These are your
mm-hmm.
building
yeah,
blocks.
But you have, but you have some women out there. You have some women out there, not all, but some women are out there, and they afraid to be alone. They
right.
afraid to lose that dude. So they'd be like, okay. And the dude be like, well, listen,
that's
baby, I can't ride with you all the way home.
Anything.
I can't.
Somebody.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
and it's like, I can't ride you to your door, but I will ride you to the train stop.
Definitely.
And then, you know, I got to get off because I got to get up early in the morning. Listen, I don't care how early in the morning I get up. I'm taking you to your door. And that's just that. And see, that's my problem. Women have to stop giving dudes passes on this stuff. Because
okay.
that's what being a man is all about, being a responsible man. Because you're saying something when,
it's
like, if you really love this woman,
mm-hmm.
if a dude really love a chick, he going to make sure she get home safe. But if
mm-hmm.
even if he's driving, he going to wait till she go in that house and that damn
and
door closed
but,
and she on the other side of it and then drive off.
I do that for my female friends. I just do that
period.
I don't care if you're male or female. I'm not going to drive off and, you know, because somebody could come snatch you out. And, you know, I got to be able to call the cops and drive off. You know?
But I'm. Oh, you in trouble, Nikki, because I'm leaving.
You just made a whole Taken movie.
Listen, Nicole, you in trouble because I'm leaving. Listen, I'm leaving you with Chuck and the Trickster next week. When we go see them in Supernatural, I'm leaving you with them. I'm out. Just a week.
Wait, what?
Oh, God.
When we go to the convention next Friday, I'm leaving you right with them boys. I'm out. I'm leaving. But no, but in all honesty, I understand what you're saying because I would never do that to my peoples neither. My peoples know I'm not.
But why do you let dudes, but why are some of you women letting dudes get off? Like, why are you letting them do that?
You know, I want to say something. Even if you have, because you have to remember, I personally think, well, majority of guys have a lot of options. So regardless of what one woman may instill or want or request from him, he has probably like 10 other chicks or 9 other chicks that's letting him fly with it. So if you have the majority letting you slide and get away with it, do you really think you're going to pay attention to the chick that's nagging you to keep the door open for her when 9
Absolutely
other chicks
not.
Care less? So
Absolutely
it's like,
not.
Hello. And that's why dudes don't want to change and step up because they have options that don't need them to.
Well, that's why they have to go because I'm not putting up with it. That's why I'm single. I'm not going to
exactly.
tolerate that. If you can't respect me, and I don't have time. Because
and
you
know what?
You.
But I think there's some women out there that are so used to being independent or doing stuff on their own. It's like
mm-hmm.
when the dude opened the door for him, it's like a foreign concept. It's like a dude says, oh, no, I need you to walk on the inside of the street, not the outside. They're looking at him like, you stupid. I can walk anywhere I want to walk. And see, I teach my daughter.
I tell her quick.
I'd
like to interject real quick on that because of the simple fact that Uh-oh. As a West Indian, like, we don't really give a – I mean, honestly, we don't care about that.
Well, I
as
do.
As long as
–
If anybody run up on us, like, my man has to protect me no matter where I'm standing, inside or outside. And honestly,
yeah, but still,
not
but
about that. That whole inside-outside thing actually came from pimps and prostitutes because they didn't want the tricks to get switched up or grabbed up by the other pimps. So, yeah, that's where that whole thing came from.
Nah, I teach my daughter, like, you got to walk on the inside because you never know somebody's car may jump a curb or something going on. Like, I'd rather you on the inside than the outside because my whole thing is this. I'm a righty. So if you on my right, then I better smash something. And you can go to the left. That's just what it is. But
well,
either way,
parent,
you got to be
that's
on the inside.
Well, as a parent, but, that's just a protective nature.
But
yeah,
it's not just with, just not with her. It's with anybody. I can't tolerate that walking on the left side stuff. Like I can't.
Oh,
like unless it's a situation where you have to do it, I can't.
Yeah, like
because
I've literally seen people say, oh, I'm not going to date a guy, or oh, if a girl lets this, I'm not going to date her. And I'm like, wait, you're basing a whole potential relationship on the fact that this girl walks on the outside or something? Really? Really?
Yeah. So listen,
you know what it
shows?
You know why? It's not narrow-minded. You know what it shows? If you're not going to work with me now, then what? And I'm just asking
First
you for
all,
something
but,
simple.
But see, that's the beautiful thing. It's not a, if it's not a problem to her, why is it a problem to you?
Because it's a sign. Maybe it's a certain way that I grew up, and it's a respect thing. And I have that much respect for you, where I want you to be protected and feel protected at all times,
but
no matter
see,
where
but
you stand.
But
yet,
see,
I prefer you
see,
to be on
but,
my right.
But see, the relationship is about compromise. I'm good over here. Now what? You're going to lose sleep
and
over
and
the fact that I walk on
if
the
it's about, but if it's about compromise, then you uh-huh. if I tell you it makes me feel uncomfortable, then what?
Well, y'all going to have to flip on that.
Head
to
the one on the inside. That's right.
Exactly. But
that's the thing. If you got a dude that's manning up, you got to let him do how he do. Because
well,
once you give him that pass, he's like, all right, fine.
And see, that's when I think a lot of relationships, because you have men that have this overt thing about, I'm a man, you're not letting me be a man. And you actually become less of a woman because he's being a quote-unquote man, and he doesn't even know what being a man is. Like, some dudes have, like, a very gray, or whatever you want to call it, perception of what being a man is. Some niggas think being a man is fucking mad bitches. So it's like, hello, like, what's going on? So me personally, as a female, you really need to hone in on what these dudes really, what their concept of being a man is. And me personally, pulling out chairs, walking on, that don't cut it for me. That don't make it for me. Like, I think on
so what makes it for you? What makes it? So what makes it for you?
If I'm sick, where is he? Can he return a text? Is he consistent? You know how he break? How he you know? Yeah. But it's like,
that's all emotional. That's emotional. That's
emotional
stuff right there. That's all that stuff right there is emotional.
If I'm sick and my man isn't available or around to take care of me, that's emotional.
No, you was talking about some other stuff. You added that in. I mean,
what?
Yeah, that's like,
no, I didn't.
That's support.
That was there, too. That was there, too.
I didn't hear that.
Oh,
but still,
so
you
didn't give her a chance to say it,
but still, but,
no, it was there.
Yeah, but yeah, all right. So, but there's a big difference between the dude that's going to bring you a can of Campbell's soup compared to the dude that's going to make you some homemade soup. You see what I mean?
No,
you know what I'm saying?
Right,
you can't view both the same.
If you're bringing me the soup, I better be making it. My whole thing is, I don't care as long as the soup is there. If you want to do a big production, let me tell you something. I know, like I said, my family's West Indian. I'm surrounded by cooks. They'll cook you some niggas will cook you soup and still dip out and go fuck some shit. Like, hello, you have to look at certain things. You have to look and see how it's. And guess what? The same dude that comes in with the can, he'll probably stay there with you, rub your feet, rub some dicks on you, feed you the soup, and it's all from out of a can. So like I'm saying, you have to look at the bigger picture.
What's the bigger picture?
The bigger picture is how he supports you, how he cares for you. Yeah. I don't, like I said,
but you can't say that.
You can pull out chairs and still treat your woman like shit.
Exactly.
Like, I mean,
well,
like, hello.
Yeah, but my thing is this. But my thing is this. If you got a dude that's not doing that, and if you got a dude that's giving you that respect, being, you know, chivalry ain't dead, and he's doing
Why would you
knock him on it? Why would you have him compromise his discipline or compromise his beliefs?
One thing I know about a few people, I know a few individuals that they do a lot of chivalrous things and they still full of shit. They do chivalrous things just so they could go on Facebook and Instagram and such. But that's not a man. But that's what I'm saying. Everyone isn't you, and everyone isn't the next person. So you have to figure out what you're dealing with. You know what I mean? And that's all I'm saying to whoever's listening. When you have an individual saying, I'm a man, make sure he's doing things that's, like, consistent so y'all can be on the same page. You don't want to be.
Yeah, but me, be personal. Listen, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you I'm a man because you know what? I look in the mirror at the day, when the start of the day and the end of the day, I'm man up to myself. You'll find out whatever you need to find out, how I treat you, and how I talk to you, and how we communicate. And that's just that. You know what I'm saying? If you're good with it, I'm great with it. But my whole thing is, I don't have to, me personally, I don't have to prove anything to any goddamn body but the Lord and myself.
It's not about proving, though. It's about your actions.
Yeah, but wait a minute. It is. It is, but to a degree, it is about proving because the whole thing is this.
No, but you
like,
see, listen to that ego that you just had. You said, I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. So if
that's no ego. That's the truth.
I asked my cousin. I was like, yo, why you for Valentine's? His girl wanted to go to the movies. I was like, yo, take her to the movies. Like, that's cute. Oh, I don't have to take nobody nowhere for no Valentine's. It's an American holiday. I don't care. And I'm like, why are you being so dramatic? This is the goddamn movies on Valentine's. I don't have to prove nothing to nobody. Wait a minute. We're talking about your girl that want to go see a movie on Valentine's Day and you doing the most? That's ego right there.
That's not ego.
Her.
With him, that whole statement right there.
Ladies, that's not ego. That's not being arrogant and obnoxious. She just wants to go to the movies.
And cheap.
No, I don't think it's that. I think you're just being cheap. I don't think it was ego. I think it was just him being cheap.
Just being cheap.
Or maybe he had other plans.
I don't like things like that. That's not.
I think it was just being a jerk.
Valentine's Day, Christmas, and all that. I don't like them dudes. Sorry, because I'm a big kid. I celebrate birthdays and all this and that. If you can't celebrate that with me, then no.
But you know what? Now this is the thing. But this is the thing right now. She knew who. Now see, she knows who he is. So she shouldn't be surprised if he said
exactly.
Exactly. Once you say that to me, I know I can't mess with you. No.
You know? Me personally, I'm not into Valentine's. However, my birthday, because that's 2 weeks of drunken debauchery, because, well, I just want birthdays around Christmas.
Here we go.
And that's Christmas and New Year's for me. So everybody's celebrating anyway, so that's 2 weeks of drunken debauchery. Mm. But Mother's Day, whatever. Valentine's Day, whatever. You know, I have more fun celebrating my kids' birthday than mine.
Mm.
I do. I have more fun with them because I get to act like a bigger kid than they do. But people who know me know this is who I am. Any dude that deals with me already knows what he's in for. Already know.
I'm going to step out there and say something. And y'all cannot like me for saying it, but I think
we don't like you already.
A lot of women. No, I don't. Yeah, you damn okay. That's it's the menu. You talk that talk. I think there's a lot of women out there. Word up, this menu. You could talk that talk. What's on your mind, Wednesday? Now listen, I think that there's a lot of women out there that are afraid to give up their independence to that man out of fear of being hurt.
But the same could be said for men, too.
Especially men.
Oh,
they
no,
are,
I'm listening.
Like,
oh, yeah, I will not disagree on that. I will not disagree on that.
Yes, that's so true. Yep. Men are
to be bachelors.
Yeah, they're like, I'm going to be a bachelor. Ain't nobody going to do that to me no more. And blah, 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 blah.
No, but the answer to respond to that, I feel like a lot of women, they're so used to having the rug pulled out from under them that at this point in time, why should they? Why should I let my guard down and relax myself and let you take the wheel when you going to take the car and run into a goddamn tree? You can't. Nah, I'm good.
Right.
No, I'll keep driving.
But,
thank you very much.
But I said it before. Within the first, it depending on how much you're paying attention, within the first 5 minutes to maybe, let's even take it to 24 hours, depending on your amount of conversation or your level of communication, you're going to know basically somewhat who you're dealing with, especially if you're using the vibe route, if you're going through the vibes, not just, you know, oh, yeah, I met some person, da, da, da. Like, if you're really trying to feel this person out, you kind of know what you're dealing with to a degree. So my thing is this. If you got a dude that's telling you, hey, and I'm just going back to this as an example. If you got a dude that's saying, hey, listen, I would prefer you to walk on the right side because that would make me comfortable. That, you know, you on the outside makes me uncomfortable, you know. Work with me, and I work with you. I know you don't like it, but please, because see, he's showing you something. He's showing you who he is.
You know
he's showing you what he's about.
Wait, me personally,
and you can't knock his hustle.
Like I said, it's not a thing for me, so I walk on the inside. I don't care.
Okay, you was going hard a couple of minutes ago because there's some women out there that would be like, what's the difference? And see, once you start getting into that, what's the difference thing? I can't hear you no more. I can't hear you.
Because you know what it is? Because a lot of guys think everyone is supposed to, like, fall to everything in their book. Like, that, and that's because they feel like they have options. If one chick don't want to walk on the inside, there's nine other bitches that will. Like, hello, that's what I'm saying. Dudes aren't looking for that one girl that's going to listen to them because they got nine bitches that listen to them. Sorry,
yeah, but wait a minute. But that's the but you said what? Those are dudes. Those are dudes. Is there between a dude and a man?
No.
Most men are gonna let you know what library.
Here's here's the thing about me. Let's not play with semantics. When I say dudes,
okay.
niggas, men, I'm talking about all of them. Okay? Now, when I
no,
start veering off and saying...
Different classification.
No, when I start veering off and saying bitch-ass niggas, that's me being different. But when I'm talking about niggas and bitches, I'm talking about males and females. So you want me to start saying males and females to make you feel better? Because at the end of the day...
No, it's not that. It's just that, once again... Is different classifications.
No,
I'm not. I'm not gonna sit here and say you can.
A dude and a chick. A dude and a. I got people that argue about kings and queens. I'm not no damn king or queen. Like, come on. I don't rule no kingdom. You think I'm gonna lose sleep over somebody calling me a queen or something? Like, come on. No. Mm-mm. Let's not play with semantics. At the end of the day, you know
listen,
what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about, but listen, still and all.
Mm-hmm.
It's to the person's interpretation, and my thing is this: listen, a real man
will
do X, Y, and Z.
You can't interpret something when I'm telling you what it means. I told you what it means, so there's no
you,
way for you to interpret.
To you,
what do you mean?
Listen,
y'all don't listen. Yo, I'm feeling too much tension. I have to get a vodka cranberry.
Oh no!
Oh,
like I said, this is.
Let me say something. The other day,
wait. I just look for any excuse to drink, just so we're clear. Okay.
Oh, she's
yeah,
like
know.
Hot Rod. I care what her. I thought she was sober. But wait, when that whole Rachel Dolezal thing came out, and people were talking about racism and everything, and someone said, oh, racism has nothing to do with power. Child, I have to go to the dictionary and get like 4 or 5 racism definitions. I don't like when people take words and try to say that's not what it means. At the end of the day, racism is racism, and racism has everything to do with who's superior and who's not. So,
absolutely.
Like, words are words. So, like I said, if I say dude or chick, obviously I'm talking about male or female. Obviously I'm talking about man or woman. Like, hello.
Yeah, I know that,
you love. What?
Do you view?
You
can't.
I,
you can't say
you
that
say
you viewed in the same way.
You need to.
All right. So wait a minute.
No.
Because my whole thing is this. So you trying to say the dude that's doing right, the man that's doing right, the man that's telling you with chivalry and all this and that. Like I said, it's not all about chivalry. It's just basically how he's treating you, and he's treating you well. He's a nigga.
I'm gonna be like, my dude treat me good. My nigga be doing what he gotta do.
See, I don't want to hear that. No, because I'm not my woman's nigga. I would say my man.
Here's my exact. But my thing is, even if I meet a girl from wherever or a female from wherever, and she says to me, my nigga does everything for me, I'm gonna understand that her nigga does everything for her. I'm not gonna beat her down and be like, no, your man does everything for you. No, I tell you one thing.
My woman will never be my bitch. My woman will never be my bitch.
Hey,
because I can't do that. I know. Listen, that's the beauty of it. We're all different,
but I feel what you're saying, where I'm coming from too. But what I'm saying to you is don't look at another person in a different light when they express certain things to you. Like if someone says, like I just said, if a girl says to me, my nigga,
I'm not looking at it differently.
I'm not gonna sit in the corner and be like, oh my god, her nigga probably doesn't even open doors for her. Oh shit.
But as a man, I gotta look at it differently. Because you know what? You know how many times I went to go, like I would be walking out of a door. And this motherfucker, dude, grown-ass man, this motherfucker going to come slide in the door before it closes because he don't want to open it himself.
I had to open the door.
I said, yo, really, son? I said, really? He said, what? Yeah, I just slammed the door. I was like, yo, you trying to tell me you that much of a punk? You can't even open the door for yourself. You gotta slide. He almost knocked me down sliding in the door, so he didn't have to open it.
Either he's
a germaphobe or you're an asshole.
Yeah, you know what? I was standing by a revolving door and an open door, and I kid you not, like a majority of the people went through the revolving door. And I'm sitting there like, wait a minute, there's a door that's open that you can just walk through, and you'd rather just go. So I don't know, like some people just do weird shit, but I don't know. Maybe
you know what it is?
A lot of
people do things out of repetition.
Ah, that's true too.
Because I encounter that in transit. People will go through the same turnstile or the same staircase every day out of habit, not paying attention. So they didn't notice that door because they have tunnel vision. And so used to going through that, and so used to going through the revolving door. That's why they didn't even notice that door was open. That's the thing. We know a lot of people don't pay attention. And so our surroundings are.
Yeah, but everybody that rides transit is a zombie anyway, honey.
Yes.
Because I go into zombie mode when I'm on New York Transit. On the street.
But I really, I think that dude was a germaphobe, or he was just being absolutely lazy. He was like,
no, he's being an asshole.
He was being an asshole. I think he was being an asshole, and I don't like stuff like that. Like that,
oh
you know what I'm saying?
God.
That stuff get made.
And
I go from 0 to 100 real quick.
But see, and this is
why
you
don't like a lot of things.
Listen, I gotta do this. It's not that Brother B doesn't like a lot of things. He just doesn't have the patience for
the
bullshit. It's like that scene out of fucking Half Baked. Fuck you, you're cool, fuck you, I'm out.
I was like, Brother B, do you pour your milk in first or your cereal?
Nah, I pour the cereal in the bowl first.
Do you play with the key before you eat the box? Now I'm curious.
Yo, whoa.
Yeah, of course. You gotta get your fingers dirty first. You gotta get your fingers.
Okay, I don't know. Mad at her? Oh my God.
But I answered the question.
Yes, you did.
And why is anybody? Listen. I'm still trying to prep him for our trip to the Museum of Sex.
Ooh. I want to go.
Oh, you didn't know? So me and Nicole have
she didn't hear last week's
the
episode.
Of sex. Oh, you mean, okay.
She didn't know about last week's episode.
Long
she
story
needs to,
short,
this is my
first time, guys. I'm a virgin.
Long story short, we decided that Brother B needs to take a trip to the Museum of Sex.
Okay.
Because apparently some of the pictures that me and Nicole showed him had him a little confuzzled,
flustered. How are you worried?
Ruthless. It was ruthless ass bitches.
He called us sexual terrorists.
Oh,
and we
you are
sexual
terrorists.
It wasn't that bad.
Wait.
That's the name of
him?
Your new group.
What did y'all send him? What did they send you?
They sent me some stuff that you could put up a man butt. I ain't with that.
Oh, you sent him someone being pegged?
No.
Word means too. Oh, Lord.
Okay, listen. Nikki sent him a picture of a bullet. I sent him a picture of a strap.
Mm-hmm.
And a couple other things. And he got all prudish about it.
No, I got prudish because...
I got prudish about it because
you were asking me, like, for me to use that. Oh, but I let a woman
no,
use that on me,
you.
And I'm like, hell no.
Because it's not that bad. It's fun.
And listen, let me tell you something. I'd rather eat a pork chop in front of a pack of Muslims before I do something like that. All right? I'd rather.
Yo,
and we got another call. 3054, you're on the air with
that's,
the midget.
That's what they all say. Meanwhile, back at the ranch...
Ooh,
nah, listen. ain't no broke back mountain over here. No broke back on the mountain.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
I'm so done right now. I need another shot.
3054. Oh God.
We had a caller.
Yeah, we do.
Oh God, is this
you know
hot
who
rod?
Is?
Uh oh.
Dear God.
I'm back.
Oh,
Lord.
It's a hot rod.
It's a hot rod.
It's just a guy that keeps, this guy calls up. He don't take meds, and he calls up every Wednesday.
What's up, Rod?
Nothing much.
I like the music, though.
Right now.
You should have came. You should have came in on some Metallica. Next time, coming on
maybe
some Metallica.
Okay,
Into the Sandman.
Next time I come, I make sure I come on Amika all over her body. But besides
oh,
that,
oh my God, there we go.
But besides
okay,
that,
I know we. I guess we already know what's on his mind for Wednesday. Anyway, what's on your mind, sir?
I'm letting him go tonight because I got my vodka cranberry. I ain't paying him no mind.
No
oh,
problem. So for once in your life, just know your role and shut your mouth and let us talk for once.
Oh,
so
good
much. Twist
oh,
in your
filthy
whore.
Oh, God, why are you such a filthy whore bag?
Whoa.
Okay. My question for the ladies, I don't know if you guys talk about this already or not, because I just got here because, you know, I have to deal with baby mama drama. But
oh, God.
Man, why
you
do
give
you
him no
me?
Drama. He was fucking with her.
Nah,
exactly.
Nah, trust me.
Exactly.
It's been a long time, trust me. But besides
that, apparently not long enough.
Exactly.
No. Maybe why do most females always say they want a good guy, a good boyfriend, and when they do have one, they let that guy go or treat him like crap? Then they complain to other people.
I don't know, I never
came across one, Mika. Oh, Jesus, that's a good question, because I've not come across, well, no, I have one now.
Okay.
So you're not
treating
him like crap. And I had, wait, okay, I can actually answer this very honestly. My son's father, he and I, we let petty stuff come in between us.
The first one or the second one, I'm sorry.
I'm not talking about my ex-wife. I'm talking about my son's father, my oldest son. He and I were young, for all intents and purposes, and we let stupid stuff come in between us. But he's a good guy. He's a good father. I have much respect for him. I absolutely do. My ex-wife, that stupid bitch, no one cares about. The guy that I'm with now, he's a very good guy. I can't say anything. There's not one thing bad I can say about him. He's actually a good guy. He has his issues like I have my issues, but they're not enough to cause any real drama.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's honest. He's actually honest to the point where I want to strangle him.
Ooh, nice.
Wow, okay.
That's what I'm talking about.
So he's a keeper, basically.
You know, Nicole. You know, Nicole. You need to go somewhere.
Why are you always on Nicole?
Because you heard, as soon as you said the word strangle, oh, that's what I'm talking about. You know, you're violent.
Oh.
You're like the Bin Laden of sexual
Nikki,
terrorism. Like
you're
crazy.
Telling him Nikki, you are really telling him too much, and he's not ready for autoerotic or anything
I know,
right now.
He's
no, you know, no. You understand? As soon as you said the word strangle, she says,
"Well,
oh, that's what I'm talking about,"
well,
and I'm thinking
Brother B,
like, "Oh my God,
Brother B, you know what?
Yeah, someone
until
pass
you,
me the lotion, please.
Listen, it's a good thing."
It's a
I'm
good
sorry,
thing.
I've
right.
got to agree with Nikki on that
it's
one.
It's a good thing. It's fun. You're getting with.
It is a fun thing. And Brother B, this is why you need to go
you know
to
what?
The game of sex, Brother B.
No, y'all make me want to go to the range. That's what you make me want to do. You make me
want
to go to the range.
What if
you
go to the range?
You want to go to the range and take a karate class.
It's not like
he
said he
wanted
to get raped.
I'm gonna smack him.
Oh,
he's
see? Oh my gosh! All right.
That's what I fucking said. I thought you said you wanted to get raped. I'm about to say word.
He said rape.
Oh Lord!
Oh, you get raped from rape. Sit your butt down, Nicole.
See,
am
I wrong? I think she's
okay.
Sober. She's on vacation, so she's happy.
She is sober. That's the problem. Meanwhile, I'm getting
yes,
tipsy.
And that's what's scary. That's what's scary. She's sober.
Because I know how to act when I'm drunk. We don't have bail money for her, and we've told her this.
Listen.
Believe us.
Y'all do something. Just like the little old man at the end of Benny Hill. I'm running off just like that. I'm out.
But the reality is, you know what?
Yeah,
that
was
once
hot.
You've been screwed, let's be honest. Once you've been screwed over, you learn to appreciate a good guy. You do.
You
No.
Do.
I disagree. Some females and guys, they go both ways. They don't say that.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's very hard for them to trust the next person. But they've been hurt.
Yeah, but
or
you know
what?
They carry the baggage.
Some people carry that back to the next relationship. But see, we spoke about this earlier.
We spoke about this earlier. And my exact words were, you have to take that time out for yourself to heal before you mess with anyone else, because you cannot carry that baggage into the next relationship. You have to remember that any relationship you have going forward is a brand new relationship, and that slate has to be clean. If that slate is not clean, that relationship is doomed to fail before it begins. And that's God's honest truth. It is.
Okay, so can someone be too nice in a relationship to the next person?
I don't think you can be too nice. I think you need to establish where your boundaries are.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to be an evil bitch like me. You can establish it in a polite way.
I've heard some females say
no, you're
that
not evil.
It's too nice. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. I've heard females say that.
I used to hear, I'm not sure who you are yet. I said,
honey,
just show my driver's license.
Now, you
just
never
who
will.
I am. Like exactly. What do you mean you don't know? Well, listen.
Well, she's probably talking about you and the bully.
My whole
That's
thing is this. You should have known there's a big difference between the paws and the calf. The hoof. Mm-hmm. You should know the difference between at a certain age, you should know the difference between the paws and the hoof.
Well, absolutely.
Just
right.
Like
I think
Tyler Perry with the 80-20 rule.
Point.
Like, come on. Huh?
Not everybody is there yet.
Exactly.
Well, honey,
everyone has different experiences. So,
exactly.
Well, you know why?
True.
Because you know what? We're too busy rushing to sleep together. Nobody's
exactly.
taking time anymore. Take the time out.
Yeah,
vibe out your
right.
partner. Feel him out. You know what I'm saying? Like, me personally, listen, I know my daughter is one day going to go ask, oh, my gosh, going to somebody.
Please
some
don't
little
say
dude.
It. Please don't say it. Please don't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't want to say it. I'm just going to leave it alone. Oh, trust me. Bessie stays loaded. You don't even know who Bessie is. Anyway. Yeah.
Ooh, no, I know.
One day
ooh,
it's going to happen.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Listen. For my daughter, it's going to be spectacular. If I got to go, I'm going. Y'all going to see me on the front page. But anyway, I know one day it's going to happen.
In other news,
you need
to give me a call first because I'll have
No, fun. I'm going to make y'all proud. I'm going to make you proud.
No, you're going to call me because I need to be there.
Yeah, I'm going to call everybody before I go. But anyway,
yes.
I know it's going to happen one day. And I know eventually, you know, because me and my daughter talk, I'm going to have that talk with her. And the only thing I can say is, listen, do me a favor. Just wait. If you got a dude that you like and, you know, you're digging him, make him wait for the physical activity.
I'm sorry.
Give him 60 days.
I agree with you. Well,
give
him
60 days.
They don't do that anymore, these kids. These kids don't do that anymore.
This is why you got to start telling them. You got to start. Because you know what, parents, some of us don't have these conversations with our kids anymore because either we're too busy working or we're just too busy being self-absorbed or some parents just don't care.
I mean, I gotta have that talk with them. But for the kids, the kitty is louder than the parent.
This is true.
But what happens if you're a single mother? You work at two jobs and, you know, the kids are home alone. There's always an excuse that these people come up with.
Well, don't look at me. Donovan is tired of hearing the talk. Donovan's been getting the talk for years. He's over it. I swear, if I give him the talk anymore, he might strangle me in my sleep.
Oh, that might be a good thing. So keep giving him the talk.
Yeah, shut up, Hot Rod.
Please.
Shut up, Hot Rod, because you know what? You might wake up with yours right next to you.
No.
What type of society are we right now? Like, we don't teach much. I remember back in the days, you had the Magic Garden where they taught you a little something. You could on the
oh,
eight, even with the shows
show.
Like
well,
the 18.
Reality TV has taken over that whole thing.
And that's
here.
The problem. And it's not even reality because it's scripted. A lot of it is scripted. So how is it reality?
A lot of people take it as gospel. Here's the problem. When you're dealing with sheep, when you're dealing with automatons, they will take it for what it is instead of seeing what it truly is. You have to understand there's a difference. Like honestly, my teenager, he knows the difference, and he's just like, I have no interest in this. I'd rather watch freaking something on YouTube. It's more realistic than that crap.
And you know what? And that's why people will look at him as the outsider.
And
see, remember years ago,
philosophers
and poets, they were killed. Yeah, but remember, it's like if you're creative and if you're smart, you're useless. Like they don't want you unless you can build something that will destroy three planets. Like they don't care about you. But if you're willing to be sheep, then you're good. You can survive.
Yeah, but you know what? But that's not who I'm raising. I am not raising sheep. He's actually come to me and said, you know, everyone I know is stupid. Seriously? You're a teenager. You're not supposed to be. He's literally come to me. He's like, everybody I know is stupid.
He has not seen anything yet. He's got a lot to learn.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, exactly.
He hasn't.
Yeah.
But for a teenager to turn around and say that.
Because he's not a part of the Matrix. He's not a part of the Matrix.
Exactly, because I believe in individuality. I honestly do. And I'm all for it. I'm a firm promoter of it, for Pete's sake. You know? Because you know what? If your child follows the masses, then your child is going to fail like the masses. If your child is different and breaks away and it uses their own brain and thinks outside the box, chances are that child is going to be successful.
But the sad part is society doesn't even want that. They want sheep.
Well, society.
So he has to learn. So he also has to be able to have the tenacity to fight beyond, you know what I'm saying, the BS.
I'm sorry.
Because this
you know
is what
his
it
father,
is.
Right? You know his father, right?
Well, yeah, I know. Yeah, of
okay,
course.
Okay, so.
My bro.
This, yeah, so this is actually null and void for us. This kid.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is that. If more parents would promote individuality within their children, things would be a lot different. If you're promoting to your child that you don't need to wear somebody's name on your behind to be a successful person, you know, you need to study, you need to do this, you need to do that to be successful, as opposed to following
that's one thing about
real housewives, the households of what is
Atlanta, but look at our people.
Jersey,
Sadly, our people want to look good first and win second.
And that's
other people win first,
and then worry about
and look good
in.
Later.
Well,
don't worry about that.
Part of that is the power of social media. Everybody want to look good. Everybody wanted 1,000 likes.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not trying to show my butt on social media.
Everybody
want
to be
on top. Not me. I be chilling. Thank you.
Yeah, we don't want to know what you've been doing.
Oh, be quiet, brother. You need to be asking for some pointers. That's what you need.
Listen.
Get out your notepad.
Word, brother B.
Oh,
we're fooling you, brother B.
You need to go to church. You need Jesus. You need Jesus and a bucket of holy water.
Jesus, I'm good. I'm good.
We ain't talking about E&J. We talk about E&J.
E&J. I've seen a lot of E&J.
Yo, that's not funny.
Listen. I'm good. Irk and Jerk ain't got nothing to do with this hair.
Oh, gosh. I'm surrounded. I'm surrounded.
Yes, you are.
Are we still on?
To the evil.
So, wait a minute. So, our trip, because before we wrap up, so our trip is on the 30th, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes, Wednesday. Okay. And then we go to one or two stores after that. Or just going
two.
To the museum.
Actually, two. I'm pushing for three.
You know,
all
right,
because
the
menu.
We see our hands trying to be split, talking about one.
I'm pushing for three
this is like
and possibly
an official,
a website visit.
This is an official field trip. Like, we need the absolute truth to join in on this field trip.
Yes, as a matter of fact, we were discussing this.
Ms. Jones could represent for me. Ms. Jones loves those type of things.
Oh, really? Whatever.
Hey,
but wait a second, Hot Rod. Wasn't you just popping mad crap when you came on? And
exactly.
Now all of a sudden you come out missing.
Thank you.
Get him.
Stop stopping, please.
Listen, I just need lotion and imagination. I'm good. I don't need anything else.
Yeah, that's why he's in the situation.
I just need my Jada fire, and I'm all straight.
Oh, oh you like
right for
who?
But you know what, Miss Jones, don't stress it because
Jada
we can
Fire
probably
Porter.
We may
no,
be
Jada
able to
Fire,
get
she's
her
a
Stormlight.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, I could
maybe
I could take my makeup, but you know, I have
them.
My limits.
You have limits?
Your what?
Yeah, I can't think about Mika all the time, you know.
Oh, jeez. Yo, I can't wait.
Yeah,
because, like,
you know, one nightmare a night is more than enough. We know.
Listen,
oh,
I will tell the people the truth about 20 years ago up in the radio station between you and
oh,
I.
Oh,
and
oh,
okay?
Yeah,
okay?
Hey, just your cake face.
Don't let me know.
Just your cake face.
Oh.
Shut your pie hole. Shut your pie hole.
Your
pie hole. You filthy animal.
Oh, my God.
I guess there was extra hot sauce on the chicken that night.
For the record, it wasn't only the radio station. It was a couple of rooms on the corridor. But that's besides the point right now.
I can't with her.
It's the truth.
No, the media, listen, the media room was open. Hey, I wasn't the only one that used the media room hot rod. You too.
Oh,
as a matter of fact,
you see how the truth comes out years later?
No.
That's
why.
Yeah, and y'all used the media room too? Oh, okay.
No, no, back in college where we went, there's no dorms. So we use the rooms in the school. There's nothing
yes,
wrong with
it. Yes, we did. And you and baby mama used the media room or two?
Yeah.
Hey, listen, I don't want nobody to get no letters, no strange mail. Somebody gets subpoenaed.
Listen, it's been a long time. I'm quite sure they don't even remember half the shit we did up in there.
Listen, depending on what it was, the statute of limitations might still be up on that.
I'm pretty sure after 20 years, the statute of limitations has long since expired.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
No one, listen. No one engaged in anything that they weren't willing to engage in.
True.
The power of words. The power of words.
We have not discussed the time.
The time
we're going to meet up
and
do this.
Well, we'll do that
off the
air.
We got to discuss that.
But however, we need to have representatives from the absolute truth. We have one already. We need more. To witness Brother B quaking in his boots.
So what, we go get him a toy?
No, I ain't taking no toy.
So.
Well, no, listen,
what
I will. Like, if
you
I get a toy, it ain't for me. Listen,
oh,
I'll listen, a
yeah.
toy.
Well, okay.
We can go by KB Toy Store and get a toy.
Wait.
Little G.I. Joe.
Technically, it's not for you. Technically, it's not for you. But theoretically,
but
you
me.
Will enjoy it.
Yeah.
Exactly. Uh-huh.
Okay, as long as it ain't for me.
Well, no, I
like,
haven't ready
put,
for that yet.
Nah, I ain't gonna never be ready for that.
Things happen.
Never.
Things
no.
Happen.
Ever. Ever.
No.
Exit
things
only.
Happen.
That's it. Things happen.
That last,
yeah. Okay.
Last week.
Things actually.
You said finger. You said things slip. Listen, there ain't
things
that much
slip.
Grease.
My bad.
Oil slick. Listen. Hey, listen, there ain't that much of an Exxon spill ever happened. Nope. No.
Listen.
Sorry.
That's what they all say.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, listen. Never. No.
Anyway.
I'll bungee jump off a curb before that happened.
You know what?
But, yeah, I know Miss Jones sitting back listening like, what the hell did I just call into? Yeah, it's last weekend. Last Wednesday was crazy.
You
got
to listen to last week's episode to understand what the heck we've been talking about. Cause it was a hot mess.
Yeah, two
sexual. Are we almost done tonight?
Two sexual terrorists.
Oh,
we
so,
are.
90 seconds left.
All right,
yeah,
guys.
You are sexual
so,
terrorists.
We are not sexual terrorists. I just want to say personally that we are not sexual terrorists, and that's on my mind.
And I'm just going to say whatever.
That today's the 30th episode of the first G.I. Joe episode that ever aired, and we are not sexual terrorists. Okay, I'm good.
No, you're sickos. That's all.
Well, thank you, Mr. Hot Rod, Miss Jones.
That's what I'm here for.
The new group known as Sexual Terrorists, Mika and Nicole. Thank you for album coming to a store near you.
Oh my God, I can't win him today.
Produced by Hot Rod.
Produced by Hot Rod, nice.
Oh God.
Executive produced by Miss Jones.
All right, now. I'll be working on y'all videos.
Oh, Lord.
Right. Yeah, and I'll just do some remixes here and there, but that's it.
We'll be working with the dildos on our hands.
Oh, all right. I don't want to do all that stuff. But, yo, thanks for calling in, y'all. Everybody have a good night.
Thanks for tuning into the menu.
Hey, and everybody, they absolute truth. Sundays, 4 o'clock, Sean Black, Hot Rod, Nitra B. Gotta check it out.
All right.
Later.
Later.
Later.